Today we begin lesson 5 in the book of Rus. We're in chapter 1. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Gimel, Psukim 11 to 13. Naomi has already one time told her daughter-in-laws, Shovna, return. And they both said they still want to go on with her, as they now have entered the land of Yehuda. So Naomi continues to dissuade her daughter-in-laws from going with her. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vatomer Naomi, and Naomi says, Shovna Benosai, my daughters, Benosai, Shovna, return. This is the second time she's saying the word Shovna. And she's going to give them reasons why they should not stay. Because if you plan on getting married, which would be normal for a woman their age, for her daughter-in-laws to get remarried, she said it's not going to happen. And this is how she's going to try to dissuade them from going. Lama, why? Silachna imi. Why, silachna, will you go with me? Or rather, why do you wish to go with me? If you're going to go with me and you're going to try to marry someone in the land of Yehuda, no one from my nation will marry you, number one. And if you're going to say, well, we married sons of yours and you've accepted us as daughter-in-laws, so we'll marry further children of yours. So she says, ha'od li, do I still have banim, sons, bimei I in my womb? In other words, do you think I'm hiding any children from you that I have? I don't have any more kids. So if I don't have any more kids, and you can't marry anybody in the land of Yehuda, v'hayu lachem lanashim, that they would be, these sons, v'hayu, and they would be lachem to you lanashim, for husbands, I don't have any more. So these are the two general ways that Naomi is trying to dissuade Ruth and Orpah from going with her. You're not never going to get married. You're not going to get married to regular Jews. I'm not going to marry you because you're Moabites. And I don't have any sons to give you. And therefore she says for the third time in Pasuk Yud Beis, Shovna, return, Vinosai, my daughters. Lechna, go. And she elaborates why there has no children to give them. Two reasons why she's not able to give them anything or for her to wait. Because number one, key, because Zokanti, I'm too old, Mihios, to be married, Leish, to a man. I'm too old to get married. I can't have kids. And even if you're going to say that maybe it's possible for me to get married to another man, I'm not going to have, it's going to be possible to have kids. It's interesting. The Talmud says an interesting rule, that if a woman who already has lost a husband and has not been married for 10 years, she can no longer have children. An interesting law. So it's been, you'll see in a moment, it's been a very long time since she's been married. It's been 10 years since she's lost her husband. And even if she would get married, she probably wouldn't be able to have kids anyway, because it was so long to being with them. But even if you'd like to say, now there is an exception to that rule though. The Talmud tells us if a woman during those 10 years was always hoping to remarry and to have children, then it's possible even then to have children after more than 10 years of not being married. So even if you're going to say, Amarti, I would have said, Yeshli Sikfa, I have hope to have children. And, or even if I didn't have hope to have children, it's so possible because the 10 years have not been up yet. It's going to be up that night. So she says, Gam even hoyisi, if I would marry halayla tonight, leish, to a man. So let's say theoretically, the gam and also yoladati vanim, and I gave birth to sons, although I don't think that's going to happen. But even though I go on the long stretch, that even though I'm an old woman, and even though normally I shouldn't have kids after 10 years not being married to a man, but even if you would say that I've always been hoping to get married, and even if I wasn't hoping to get married, the 10 years isn't up till tonight. And if tonight I could be with a man, so let's even theorize that even under the most ridiculous scenario that I could still have sons. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's still not reasonable. And it's no reason for you to hope for that. Because she says, Halohen, for them, Tisaberna, will you wait? Ad asher yigdalu, until they will grow up. First of all, the first doubt is, do you even think that I'm going to have any kids? Even if I'd marry a man, how do you know I'm even going to have kids? That you would now wait. And more than that, halohen, and for them, te ogena, shall you remain bound or anchored, levilti, by not heyos la'ish, by not marrying a man for all that time while you're waiting for them. In other words, she's saying, even if I could theoretically get married and possibly have kids, who knows if I'm going to have kids? Or even if I have kids, I know they're going to be boys, maybe they're girls. And even if I did have boys, you're going to wait till they grow up to be men? So she says, al benosai, don't do that, my daughters. And then she concludes and says, ki, because marli, my situation, mar, is bitter, ma'od, very much, mikem, from you. My situation is much worse than you. Why? Ki yotzo vi yad adonoi. Because the hand of the all-merciful, the yad, and here hand means a plague. The plague of the merciful, ki yotzo, has already affected me. The rabbis explain when you use this kind of expression, it means I've been hit so many times, Hashem can't hit me anymore. He's hurt me so much. My situation is so much worse than yous. So therefore, it's I'm not going to have any more suffering because I'm not going to just have any more kids. And therefore, there's no point in you waiting under any possibility. There's no reason for you to wait. The Talmud says an interesting rule from this. These words that Naomi said, we learned in Pasuk Ches that Naomi said the word Shovna, return. We saw today in Pasuk Yud Aleph, she said Shovna, return. In Pasuk Yud Beis, she said Shovna, return. The Talmud says that if a potential convert comes to convert, we are obliged to refuse the convert three times to dissuade them from accepting the Jewish faith. And if they leave within those three times, all is good and well. If they still are adamant and they wish to convert, at that point, we can begin to accept them in and see if they can become legitimate converts. So as we'll see, this is the third time. And tomorrow we'll see if they listen to her or not. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number one. In what two general ways does Naomi attempt to dissuade Ruth and Orpah from going with her? Number one, she says no Jews will marry them. And number two, she has no sons left to be able to marry to them as well. Question two, according to Naomi, why should Ruth and Orpah not wait for Naomi to give birth to children? Two reasons. Number one, she's too old to marry. Number two, even if she did have kids, they'd have to wait for the sons to grow up. Three, according to the Talmud, can a woman who has not been married for 10 years still have children? Generally not. Four, under what circumstances could such a woman have children if she, during those 10 years, always hoped to remarry and have children? Five, why is it theoretically possible for Naomi to have children after being widowed for 10 years if she would have never given up hope of remarriage? Six, why does Naomi mention that even if I was with a man this evening, she's saying because the 10 years that I have not been married is going to end tonight. So if I wasn't hoping to have children, I'd have to be with a man tonight in order to become pregnant. Seven, even if Naomi could still have children, why should Ruth and Orpah not accompany Naomi? Number one, first of all, she may not have children and it may not be boys. And number two, it would be a very long wait for them, for the boys to grow up and get married to them. Question eight, according to Naomi, whose life is more bitter, hers or her daughter-in-law's? Hers. Nine, can Naomi be punished any more by Hashem? Naomi feels no. 10. How many times are we supposed to refuse a convert before they are accepted into the Jewish faith? 3 times. And 11. How can this be proved from the text? Because 3 times does the Navi say in Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Pasuk Yud Beis the word Shovna. She tells them to return, and that's how she's trying to dissuade them. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and a few minutes going over the 4 lessons before that we've learned this week. Have a good day.